Okay, the first question we have is kind of a follow-up on a previous answer I gave regarding the responsibility of the United States to protect the rights of its citizens abroad. And the questioner posits that for U.S. citizens, the government should always be protecting their rights abroad and helping them if their property is seized or if they're in trouble in a foreign country, that it's the U.S. responsibility always to protect its citizens. And in a sense, that's right, but I don't completely agree with her because I think she's excluding the possibility, for example, that U.S. citizens are doing things that are really, really stupid. Like if somebody – if the U.S. has no diplomatic relations with North Korea and somebody – some American decides to fly in there or to sneak in there or whatever, I as an American do not want to be responsible for the action of this – you know, of this individual, irresponsible individual. And they get captured by the North Koreans, and North Koreans are doing all kinds of stuff. And I want my country engaged in activities that protect, in a sense, responsible citizens. And if the government has already said, look, don't go to North Korea, and you do, I think you're on your own. So I do think the government needs to present, in a sense, a list of countries and what it's willing to do given those countries. And certain countries should be off bounds for Americans in terms of government protection and where they know they're not going to get that protection overseas. And the second part of the question, she questions my arguing that the government should stand by corporations, American corporations, whose property is seized overseas. And she says, look, corporations are not individuals. And therefore, it's not the role of government to defend themselves. So what are corporations? This brings up a much bigger question, if you will. What are corporations? Corporations are just legal entities owned by individuals. So what's the difference between a corporation and a self-proprietorship? So if I have a business and I own 100% of it and I'm a U.S. citizen, and in the context of me owning, running this business, the business opens up operations in Brazil, and I get entangled in some issue with the Brazilian government, is it the responsibility of the U.S. government to protect me? Well, I think she would say, yes, you're a U.S. citizen, even though it's this business entity that's in trouble. It's 100% owned by you, therefore it's okay. Well, but now we've got a corporation. The corporation is owned by 100 different American citizens, or 1,000 different American citizens, or 1,000,000 different American citizens. It doesn't matter. As an American corporation, the corporation is just a legal construct, but all it represents is the fact that it has lots of owners. Now, here I'm not going to address all the issues of limited liability and so on. I've done that elsewhere. You can also get my course on the corporation from the eStore, from the Ayn Rand Institute eStore, where I delve into those. But here, just in the sense of protecting rights overseas. In that sense, when you're protecting the rights of a corporation, rights in quote of a corporation, overseas, all you're doing is protecting the rights of its owners. And its owners are, you know, I'm assuming it's an American corporation, this, therefore its owners are Americans. So no, absolutely corporation property should be protected overseas by the U.S. government if it's an American corporation owned by Americans. Your rights don't end as an individual when you form a business with a bunch of other individuals and form it in a legal way that's called a corporation. We have to get rid of this whole animosity towards corporations that exists among so many people in the free market world. You know, the same is true of free speech. It's not that corporations have free speech. It's that the individuals who own the corporations have free speech. And therefore, all the corporation is doing when it speaks is speaks for their owners. So when we apply free speech principles to the corporation, it's just extending the free speech rights, the rights that are with the owners, to this legal construct. It's the owners who have the rights, and through them, the corporation has rights. But again, the corporation is not an individual. It's a legal entity which is owned by individuals, and those individuals' rights don't go away because they form this legal entity.